What's your name?
It's Malik.
Malik?
Yeah.
How old are you, bro?
29.
29? Where are you from?
From Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So, Malik, can you describe in your idea of the perfect day?
Perfect day?
Mm-hmm.
Personally?
Yeah.
I wake up about 5 o'clock, 5:30. Take a shower. I feed my dog. We go for a little walk.
What
I go to the gym. I have American Bullies.
Okay.
Yeah, I go to the park. We play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Morning workouts are the best for me, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Wakes me up, get my mind ready for the day. I go to work. I go to the office. You know what I'm saying? I work this corporate job right now.
Okay. Doing what?
I do like home health right now.
Home health.
Yeah, I got 3 degrees. I'm about to go to law school. Yeah, so I'm just doing this.
You're an underachiever, I think.
Yeah, trying to. But after that, man, just chill, meal prep, you know, just chill with my friends or something.
What's the
workout
diet look like? What do you typically eat or prepare for your meal prep?
I eat salmon, a lot of green stuff, salads, jasmine rice, chicken and protein shakes, fruit smoothies. What is it? Like, I see a bowls, whatever, ACA.
Yeah.
Them bowls, I love them, bro. It's my guilty pleasure right there.
Okay, but let's say, how often are you going out to eat? Like, eating fast food or something like that?
To be honest with you, I'm more of like a social eater, so I don't really go out to eat unless someone wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or unless I'm hibachi or sushi. I love that.
Okay.
If it's hibachi and sushi, I love that, though.
Okay.
But if it's not that, then I really don't care to go out to eat.
But where does the desire to be, like, such a healthy person come from? You working out right now, and we stopped you. You're eating super healthy all the time.
I ain't going to hold you. I used to be big as hell, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be, like, 300. So I have two big brothers, and they're personal training. So right now I weigh 225. So I dropped from 300 to 225.
And what time period?
Like a year and a half.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So now it's more of like a lifestyle for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm just scared to go back to being. Yeah, it is. I'm scared about going back to being fat. But I just have to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? This is better. I tore my ACL 3 times too, playing sports when I was that big. Now I still play sports now. Don't have any issues, no problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a lifestyle period.
So you don't have like a particular weight goal or nothing like that?
Man, at first when I was 300, it was 275.
Okay.
Then it was 250. Then it was 235. And then I went all the way to 208.
Mm.
I started lifting and just eating bullshit. And then, but now I'm at 225. So it's just more of like a look more than a weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after you go to work, when you get home, like, what's the rest of your eating typically look like?
Sometimes if I don't work out in the morning, I typically try to like run and lift in the morning, but I don't do that.
Okay.
So I lift this morning, so I'm running right now.
Mm.
Try to get miles in. So I'm competitive. So me and my friends, we try to do like 60 mile month challenges.
Oh, month.
So every day I try to do a little bit of miles a month. I mean, a little bit of miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I equal like my 60, try to beat them a month. So that kind of keeps me, like, I'm going to work it anyway, but it keeps me competitive and just keep me going. Even if, like today, I really didn't want to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to beat them, you know what I'm saying? So
that's nice.
I just keep it going.
Yeah, that's competition. A good idea, man. All right, so switching gears a little bit, what are some of your pet peeves?
I hate when people are too loud. People are too loud. People, if we go out to eat and they smack, I don't like that.
What is smacking, just in case people don't know what that is? Can you tell us what that is?
Gum? I hate that.
Smacking.
That smack. I can't stand that. Especially if we out somewhere, you know, you smack. I don't want to see what's in your mouth.
Right.
People that have bad hygiene don't like that. Or people that just messy. I don't really care for that. I like good vibes, you know what I'm saying? Peace.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, I dig it. Now, we out here asking people for advice as well. So if you could give me a piece of advice about anything, nothing specific, what advice could you give me?
Elevating yourself, no matter what you do, who you are. A little bit of progress is better than none at all. You know what I'm saying? Set little goals that lead to big goals that lead to wherever you want to go. Try to succeed in life. I don't know what everybody's goals is, but I mean, that was mine, so. Every Sunday, you know, I write goals out for the week. And them goals, you know what I'm saying, lead to monthly goals or lead to bigger goals. Shut up my life like that every day.
So basically, whatever the goal is, no matter how big, just try to break it down into smaller pieces and attack it that way.
Yeah, correct.
I dig it.
Just to be successful in life, you know, just to be the best person that you can be, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you want to do, no matter what it is.
Where did you get that methodology from? Have you always approached it that way, or did somebody teach you that?
I have 3 degrees, so 2 of my degrees are sociology.
Okay.
So being around people and learning how they are and being raised in Brooklyn, it wasn't like that all the time. And all my friends that have proper guidance, so it was just kind of wild out there. It really is, you know what I'm saying? So I moved, so moving in different states and then just seeing how different people are. I like to help people. And then I like to make sure someone can uplift each other. You know, I'm a part of fraternity too, and uplifting is one thing that we're really, really big on.
Mm. And for anybody listening, what is a fraternity?
A fraternity is really like a social group. I'm part of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Okay. So one of our biggest things is uplift each other, brothers. So it really is like a big brotherhood. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to connect. I didn't really grow up with like a lot of people that was so social or just wanted to help. You know, mm-hmm. everyone just kind of lean on each other. You know, whatever we need, whatever you want to do, it's a big brotherhood. So I have big brothers all around the world that I don't even know. I could go to any state. If I see, you know, our purple and gold or, you know, anything, you know what I'm saying, representing my fraternity, then I just know, you know what I'm saying, that I have a friend, I have a brother. Very uplifting.
That's what's up, man. All right, so the last thing I would like you to do, even though it's a little strange, is if you could read each of these words one by one, because, you know, I teach English or whatever,
yeah,
so for them to hear you pronounce the words might be helpful.
So I'm starting with literally.
Exactly, and just read them all.
So literally, schedule, choir, breakfast, vegetable, rhythm, weird, February, culture, obviously, focus, button, comfortable, curious, and bottle.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, man. Malik, right?
Man, yeah, Malik.
I appreciate you, man. I'm Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to meet you.